Hello everyone, I'm on the way to the co-op to buy some ingredients for my daughter. She's doing a school, it's not a project, it's something for history, but they've each got taken a recipe from World War II, and she has looked up one called Florida Pudding, and it's basically sponge or ginger cake with peaches and desiccated coconut on the top. So I'm just on the way to do that, and I'll do some recording when I get there of trying to find the ingredients. Let's hope they have them in my little co-op. Oh, I hope so. Anyway, I'll have to do some substitutions. I'm sure what they did in the war anyway, so that'll just be a bit more authentic, won't it? So here I am in the co-op.
No, probably just a basket, yeah. I just need to get some ingredients. Bethany has to make a cake. Well, not really a cake, it's a World War II recipe.
Can you have a cake mix?
No, it's not like that. You have to use like gingerbread and then like put peaches and stuff on the top. So I don't know if you've got any gingerbread. I know, it sounds very nice actually.
Gingerbread? We've got gingerbread. We did have little bags of gingerbread in there.
Oh no, not like that, just gingerbread, like cake.
Ginger cake. Yeah.
You know, like
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. She's got to cut it into squares and layer it on the bottom of a dish.
Did you make ginger?
I don't know if that'll be alright or if that'll be too moist. What do you think? Otherwise like a Madeira sponge or something, I don't know.
We've got a Madeira cake.
Yeah.
One Madeira.
So how much are they, both
of
these?
£1, the Madeira one.
Oh, right. And how much is it?
£1.49, the other one.
Oh, okay. Are they the same size? How many grams are they? She needs 450 grams, actually.
Is it on there?
This is co-op radio.
What's that one on that one? I don't think it actually has them.
Oh.
You need to weigh it, really.
Yeah, I thought it would usually say on the packet. There. That's very strange, isn't it? What's the size of them?
It's a block.
Is that the Madeira one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's the ginger one.
Oh, they're about the same, aren't they? I would think. I'll go for this. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be better because they tend to be a bit more drier, don't they?
Yeah.
And I need a tin of peaches, and I don't know if you have any desiccated coconut.
Is it pricey when she's doing her baking?
Sorry?
Pricey, is it, when she's doing her baking?
Well,
$1.29.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll do. She only needs 25 grams, so that'll do. That will. Yeah, a tin of peaches in, like, syrup.
Peach slices in syrup, 50k.
Yeah. That'll do, won't it? How big? Yeah, that'll be really good. We are in. Sorry, turn the switch off. Now we are here. Bethany's here.
Hello.
And we're going to do our cooking, aren't we?
Where are the ingredients?
They're here. Look.
Okay. You have to cut them into squares, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know how much that'll make. Well. Or like kind of like rectangly square things.
Do you think this tray is big enough?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I thought if we do it in this, then you don't have to get the dish back. It's just a silver foil dish.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dry it because I gave it a wash.
Okay.
And you could cut it into like half the thickness of this tray because we've got to put peaches on the top, haven't we?
Yeah.
So. Then we've got peaches here in a tin.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what to do?
I think it's like different slices or something.
Well, that's
the
recipe.
Where's the recipe?
Is that upstairs?
I don't know.
Is that what I got this morning out of your bag?
Yeah.
Right, I paused the thing. I shall go and get it then. Right, we have the recipe.
Hello.
Is that recording?
Yeah.
Good.
Right. I think so. Hang on. Yeah.
Right. We have the recipe. I've greased the tray. Well, so we have to cut this into squares now, Beth. And then.
Okay.
So do you want to do
that? What the square's going to be like?
Well, let's undo this and find out. Are you going to stand up properly?
Yeah.
Thank you. So you need to cut it long ways into. Oh, hang on. Is there paper on this? No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think there is. No.
Oh no, it was. It's in the packet. Right. So you can either do it. It can do it like. I don't know if it's quite a sharp knife, that one. Right, I think you should do them like this.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
That thickness.
Okay.
And then, oh, there is paper on the bottom, look.
Is there?
Yeah, look, just peel it off.
Are you sure that isn't just part of the... No, it isn't just part of the cake.
Nope. Oh, we can have some of this cake if we... And then, just lay it. Like
okay.
That.
I don't think there'll be enough space for everything.
Have I not done it?
No, I mean there won't be enough space like that way wise.
Yeah, there will, I think.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can always cut them a bit smaller when if it's all bigger.
How thick do I cut it? Like this thick? Hang on. Like
wave your hand. About that thick.
You're cutting it diagonally, Mum.
I'll let you do it.
Well, you were cutting it diagonally.
Alright, then will you cut a piece off and we'll see if it's thick enough.
Actually, are you cutting it diagonally? Like
that. I don't think it has to be perfect. Because it's underneath.
There.
Okay.
Oops. I kind of messed it up a little bit.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine. It's because it'll be soaked at the bottom. There we go. Right. We can always fill that bit in with like half a square. So if you keep cutting squares like that and layering them in the bottom, alright?
Yeah.
I think I've done.
Okay.
Tell me if and when you need some help. Shall we pause the audio boom?
Okay, sure.
We've done that bit. Right. We've layered the cake, and now we've got to undo the peaches.
How do you undo the peach tin?
With a tin opener.
How do you use a tin opener?
Oh, Beth, how can you forget 13 and not know how to use a tin opener?
Well, I once knew, but I forgot now.
Right, you put that piece over the top.
Yeah.
And then you squeeze those bits together, and then turn this handle around.
Okay.
It's quite stiff. Do you want me to do it? Or do you want to do it?
Either.
Right. So, it didn't say how much of the syrup to tip on, did it?
No.
Do you want me to tip it on? Or
hang on, let me get the...
Shall we have a look at the recipe?
Where's the recipe? Oh, there. Cut the star cake in square pieces, blah, blah, blah. Put the layer of cake, blah, blah, blah. And pour some of the syrup from the peaches over it.
Okay. Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
You do it.
Oh, we've got some peaches falling out. Well, we've got to put them on anyway in a minute, haven't we?
Yeah, and it says slice the peaches and lay them on top of the cake, adding the rest of the syrup.
Well, they're sliced anyway.
Okay.
So do you want to lay them on?
I don't want to touch it.
You don't want to touch these peaches?
No, I don't. It's disgusting.
I'll do it then. I don't know if we use them all.
I don't know.
Right, let's
may as well.
Let's switch this off for a minute. Coming to the end of this bit, and we've got to leave this for half an hour now, so we'll come back.
So I guess it's time for part two.
Yeah, we'll come back in a minute with part two. Well, in half an hour.
We have 15 seconds. Quick goodbyes.
Bye.
Goodbye.